There's that new song from David Gray called Fugitive. His forthcoming album entitled Draw the Line will be out in the days ahead. And he'll be here in concert soon, too, night before Halloween. That's October 30th in the Twin Cities. The guys in U2 will land on the shores of America sooner. Actually, they're probably already here getting ready to start the North American leg of their 360-degree tour. I really should say the first North American leg of that tour. That's going to happen tomorrow night in Chicago. Here's The Edge.
I can't wait to go. We're all very excited.
6:05 as we get a Friday morning show underway here with BT and Lee Valsvik. 65 degrees currently. Your complete forecast, a couple of headlines, and music from Daniel Powder right on the way, too.
There's a great place just around the corner. Cities 97.
From Cities 97 and Daniel Powder, the song is called Bad Day. We're at 6:13. Well, I guess it goes without saying that in 2001 we would have all invoked that phrase. And President Barack Obama will lead the country in pausing to remember the victims of 9/11. The President and the First Lady will observe a moment of silence. That'll happen at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time, so 7:46 our time. That's the moment the first jetliner struck the World Trade Center. Of course, as you're probably aware, the president will be here tomorrow speaking at Target Center at 12:30. I'm guessing there's probably already a line forming out there to get in on the first-come, first-served basis seats. Here locally, Governor Plenty has ordered all U.S. and state flags to be flown at half-staff at Capitol buildings and the grounds tomorrow, not to honor the victims of 9/11. No, a sad story and far more recent to honor that North St. Paul police officer killed in the line of duty. A funeral service for Officer Richard Crittenden Sr. will be held tomorrow in Maplewood.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the
Holiday Station stores.
Cities 97.
When it does, I'm already gone.
The guy will be back. He was here for the State Fair Grandstand show that was supposed to be an opening act for Kelly Clarkson, but she fell ill. That was a couple weeks back. She fell ill, and so Eric Hutchinson took the stage for a 70-minute headlining set. That was completely unexpected. And honestly, the State Fair people did great by that day in that they allowed it to be just a free show. And so if you had tickets, you could get a refund. But you could still see Eric Hutchinson perform that evening at the Great Minnesota Get-Together free of charge. Okay, it's all right with me with Eric Hutchinson. Now, he's made a decision to do some headlining shows, a lot of college campus shows. And we're still trying to suss out what the deal might be with this October 10th show at the University of St. Thomas right here in St. Paul. Haven't found a pathway for tickets or anything. Might be just an on-campus thing. But anyhow, we're trying to learn more about that show for Eric Hutchinson coming up soon. If you know anything, pass along some information to us, either via the email or the studio lines here. We're at 6:26. Well, certainly one of the blessings of a holiday Monday is a shortened work week. And so it means it's Friday here, and already the weekend's upon us with Cities 97's Weekends. There's always Acoustic Sunset and Acoustic Sunrise, and with the latter of those two, the one that rounds out your Sundays, it's been so popular that we're extending our Acoustic Sunset Live series of broadcasts well into September and early October. So you got Shelley broadcasting Acoustic Sunset from the deck of Bayside Grill on Lake Minnetonka, like this coming Sunday. Enjoy the laid-back music, a favorite beverage, and the last bit of weekend sunshine. Check out cities97.com for the Acoustic Sunset Live schedule.
Hey, it's Lee Valsvik with me.
All right, let's do this.
And now, music.
Cities 97.
2 a.m. and she called. The song is entitled Breathe 2 a.m. That's music from Anna Nalick. It is Friday, September 11th, a warm and muggy day ahead, a possibility for thunderstorms toward this evening. 79 is going to be the daytime high today. Tomorrow and Sunday, partly sunny skies, maybe some isolated showers. We'll have 76 and 78 respectively. First part of next week, mostly sunny as we get into Monday and Tuesday coming up. Right now in the Twin Cities, 66 degrees. Yesterday morning on Foodie Thursday, we had to shuffle the deck around a little bit and move one of our regular Thursday segments into Friday morning, this morning, and that would be our wine guy, Bill Abrahamson. So if you missed Billy yesterday, he'll be joining us this morning in about a half an hour or so at about 7:05, 7:10. Hey, also during that 7 to 7:30 time frame this morning, we're going to pass along a whole bunch more of those fall morning show wine tour passes. Come September 19th, we're going to be joining in with a bunch of listeners on a coach and going from Minnesota winery to Minnesota winery to Minnesota wine vendor, doing some stomping and sipping and sampling all along the way. There's more details online at cities97.com about the wine tour as well.